And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now at our studios is Dundas City Administrator Janelle Tappan. Good morning, Janelle. How are you doing?
Good morning, Jeff. I'm doing well. How are you?
Good, good. It's spring is here. And we've got cleanup day. There's cleanup day in Dundas.
Take
your junk out day. Is that this weekend?
It is. It's Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at the Trailhead parking lot on the corner of Railway and Hester Street. We have all the information on our website, what you can dispose of, you know, what you have to pay for, because there is some charge depending on what you wish to dispose of, but it's all listed there. Load your stuff up
and get rid of it. Yeah, this is your one opportunity. Let's talk about last night's city council meeting. You met last night for your regular meeting, the first one of May. You updated some personnel policies.
Yep.
Tell us about that.
So the city has a personnel policy just like any other employer, and the city's has not been, well, it was originally approved back in 2006, and it, you know, sections by section have been, you know, updated and changed over time, but just took a whole fresh look at it and revamped the whole thing. Went off the League of Minnesota Cities model policy, and, you know, updated with, in the sense of Minnesota statutes, or, you know, all in order with that, and had the city council subcommittee, human resources committee, look at it a couple of weeks ago. They recommended approval to the city council last night, and so the council approved it.
All right. Now, who did the work for that? Was that city staff? Was that the committee? Did you do it? Or
I did it. After I had the initial draft, I sent it off to our city attorney for review. He made some comments. I incorporated some of those, answered his questions, and then brought it to the council last night.
All right. So it's approved and in the books now.
It is.
All right. That's good to get that things like that out of the
way.
Yeah.
You know, just like, again, every employer has one. It lays out all of the expectations that we have of our employees and talks about all the benefits that they receive in return. And so it's important to employees.
Oh, absolutely. No question about it. Let's move on. You got an update. Comparables in compensation. What does that mean? Is that salaries, city staff?
It is.
Okay.
So back in 2018, the city council went through a process. They hired a consultant to develop their compensation and classification system. Anybody familiar with local government knows that we have to comply with the pay equity law that was, you know, put into law many, many years ago. And we have to develop a classification system that points all of our positions. So male-dominated positions and female-dominated positions are weighted equally. So there's no, you know, disparity in terms of compensation. That plan was approved back in 2018. Over the course of the past 3 years, it has been updated in terms of cost of living adjustments for employees. But we find ourselves in a weird employment market right now with, you know, our competitors, if you will, who are paying quite high rates, hourly rates. And we recently went through a recruitment for a public works position and recognized then that we were going to have to do some market, updates with our compensation plan in order to recruit and retain our employees.
Well, yeah, if you think about that, 2018, 3-4 years ago, you know, not that long ago. Man, has the employment outlook changed over the course of the last even just 2 years with lack of employees out there, the available pool and the money that's being thrown around at them.
Right.
Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, the other thing that the council did last night was they kind of had their budget kickoff session. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we talked about all the factors that are going to influence the 2023 budget, and there's a lot of factors, and they're not very good. In if you think about, you know, cost of fuel, cost of living, compensation, just everybody's costs are going up.
Yeah, they are.
And we, you know, purchase services from others.
Mm-hmm. And and it's with supply chain issues. And yeah, it's a different economy than it was even just a couple of years ago. Now, you mentioned you're starting to work on the budget now. It seems a little bit early as far as tradition goes. Usually it's more around the first. Maybe it's June or into June. Is that because of the uncertain economic situation that we find ourselves in right now?
No, I don't think so. You know, the 1st of June is just, what, 3 weeks away?
Yeah.
So it's not that early.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it was just the kickoff session. Let's talk about what our calendar is. The council will have various work sessions as we move through the next few months. We have certain things that we'll bring to them at each of those work sessions. They'll look at the capital improvement program at one point, and that is our kind of bigger projects, trails, sidewalks, addition to our public works building for cold storage, things like that. But we'll work over the course of the next few months to bring all of those things to the city council, and they will consider approving that preliminary levy at their first meeting in September.
All right. Janelle, anything else happening in Dundas you'd like to mention?
I don't think so.
Nothing that I can mention. Okay. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks,
we appreciate
Jeff.
It. Always a pleasure, and we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Janelle Teppin, the Dundas City Administrator.